Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Minority Minds Podcast.
What was I doing? I was hungry. I was eating too.
Yeah, I get it.
Bro, I was watching Menace to Society today. This is my first time watching this since I was a kid. Like, it'd been so long since I watched it that I forgot.
It's just depressing as fucking.
Huh?
It's depressing as fucking.
In a bittersweet kind of way.
That nigga died like 2 weeks after he
graduated right.
from high school.
Damn, son.
Yeah, he just ruined it, didn't it? He's 17, 18. He dead.
Man, that's crazy. Like,
that nigga was ready to be a whole stepdaddy.
Right. At 17, 18.
See, we should have known Jada Pinkett was talking to this.
She was looking good in that joint, though. Like,
shit. Cousin, how old was Parnell?
Like 40? Yeah, that was niggas a whole penny.
Good. Purnell the Predator.
But yeah, dog, like, watching that movie, it made me realize that was one of the movies that made me fall in love with, like, movies and cinematography and shit. Mm-hmm. There were certain scenes. I mean, granted, I was a little high too, so that also, like, anytime I'm high and I watch, like, childhood shit that I like.
No, it's like different shit when you high. Like,
your take eyes are different.
It's not even your eyes. I'm talking about like your whole senses. Yeah, your focus.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
I could still remember this vividly. I was high as fuck listening to what's that song? The Block Is Hot. With Lil Wayne, I'm like, dog, he is spitting on this.
I'm tired of Jones, probably one of the worst rap songs ever.
I was sober the next day. I'm like, damn, what the fuck was I listening to?
Bruh, it was like, I was just watching that shit. I was like, damn, I did see this movie. But it always saw them in parts.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, okay, maybe I can't
see. I didn't see it as a kid. That's always an adult.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, like, speaking to the mic, bitch.
Oh, yeah,
get
what
your
up?
Trash ass over here, you bum.
That shit was crazy. I was it's... like, I remember watching that movie, like, and just there were certain scenes I just appreciated, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know why I liked it. I just really liked that shit.
How you get robbed?
Now, like, I'm old. I'm like, damn. Dog.
How you get robbed? They take your car and they make you order the food.
Who you talking about?
Double burger. Put some cheese on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, damn. He robbed
I said with
and
cheese,
made
nigga.
Me change tires, though. Yo, what kind of robbery is that? That's a long-ass robbery. Ain't nobody see him twitching tires.
Ain't nobody think to call the cops when he was robbing them in the drive-thru. Like, damn. Like, yeah, we taking a long time with this order.
And Pinky was in that joint, too.
She was?
No. It's
fucking perfect. We're not doing a porn joint, Beast. He's still talking about
I thought she was talking about her.
That's the funniest thing I heard all time. This nigga head went straight to porn. For real. For real.
Pinky.
Well, she was 12.
Nah, she was probably like 20.
Yeah.
She old as fuck.
Oh, shit. That was Pinky.
And he snitched. And he was about to snitch.
Yeah, he did.
Old snitching ass Pinky, man. That's why the police can't see what the fuck he did.
Damn, dog.
This nigga got excited for Pinky.
I know.
But I was like,
and y'all got me sitting next to this freak nigga, man. It's okay, man.
Hey, nigga, you don't want to pick fucking Wesley Pipes as first pick. He You know, Piggy on DJ Vlad said her father watched one of her pornos while he was in jail.
Oh,
what? That's fucking wow. That's demented, bro.
Crazy.
The fact that he watched the whole video was even
like, damn. He was like, "Hey, boo, he was digging in your shit, baby."
Yeah, I saw how you was sucking on that thing. Your mama used to be like that too.
Like, damn, that's your daughter. I watch it every night.
I been yakking. Motherfucker probably was yakking, and they looked at the face. Like, oh my God. Fuck it. Might as well finish.
Oh my God, bro. People are not themselves when they horny.
You get that moment of clarity.
Are you recording this?
Yeah.
Because it's like, you kind of look at yourself all disgusted. And like, damn.
Damn, what the fuck did I do that for?
That's your nut, and then be like, turn this shit off.
That shit is real. That shit is real.
Like, that shit is real. It's like, you ain't thinking at all.
It's like you finish mid-scene. I'm like, why am I watching
why
this?
Why is his foot on her head? And why he got on Timberlands? Oh, what was your idea, fam?
But nah, my idea was since Beast is here, he was gonna help me out. Cause remember, probably like a month ago, probably a month and a half ago, you was like, we was about to get into the topic of you. You had the questions for him.
Oh, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
Don't be asking me no questions.
Damn, I forgot.
This is an ambush.
Yeah. Because remember, it was just us, and then, like, one episode, we like, we have to get into you one of these days.
Oh, nigga, don't be trying to put me in the car. It's too many people here. I feel like I'm
prepared for that shit.
Yeah, gotta be prepared. Just,
yeah, I was about to be thorough, bro.
Like, wow.
Why you gotta be thorough?
Right.
Ain't nothing to know about episode over.
I could have at least spoken to this. I could have just, yeah, I would have got.
Nigga, don't be asking me no high ass questions.
Bro, but they be lit though, man.
To who? So,
nah. They be lit. To him? Bruh. Yeah,
them drinks lit. Like, nah. Son. Nah, like,
bruh, you one of the most creative, bruh, ever since that episode, dog. You was talking about producing and shit. Dog, you are one of the most creative people I know, bruh. And when I was hearing that shit, I was like, damn. Damn. Like, I feel like after hearing you say that shit, I'm like, oh. I think back to like little moments, like whether when we was at the wharf and shit, when I was taking pictures of Gail, or like how you're able to, the way you was like interacting with that couple when we were shooting at the Lincoln Memorial and your playlist. I'm like, bro, I was like, son, somewhere in this rise that of like creative opportunities, you're there. I'm just like, it was in that moment. I was like, yo, I need to create a space or an opportunity to see you thrive in that shit. And it was like one of those thoughts that I have to myself, but not like I say out loud. I just knew like, okay, whether it's like I was talking to Angie yesterday. Angie,
hey, yo, we're humble bragging again.
Bro, yo, I was talking to her and we was like having this conversation. Just talking about any and everything about like different projects, like docuseries. He wants to get into that like over time, and it's like damn, it's like it's hearing that, having those conversations, and saying like, oh yeah, I can see myself in that. Or she'd be like, yeah, I'm trying to expose you to shit, and as I'm getting exposed, now I'm starting to see like the people around me, like, oh, how can I put them on? How can I connect them to here and this and this and this and that? Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how it's like, that's my life now. Like, that's where I'm going. Before me, a year ago, 2 years ago, I'd have been scared. I'd be like, oh, damn, man, I got to go meet people. Like, then I got to, like, connect. And I can't lead nobody. I can't, like, do this shit. Now it's like, yo, I have a vision here and here and here. Oh, this person here. Oh, I see something with Cedric. Like, yo, I have to create something here. Like, I gotta see that. I have to see it, and I need him to see that shit. You know what I mean? I be thinking about that shit for people, like, just in general. Like, yo, they need to see themselves the way I see themselves. So, the way I see them. So, like, let me create an opportunity for them to see just how lit they are, like, in this capacity. So, it's just tight, man, bro. So, like, after that, it was just like, damn, like,
So how do you see Gail?
Huh?
How do you see Gail?
Man, I wish I was high, bro. Cause like, I can't
get rid of all inhibitions.
Right. It's like ebbs and flows. Even bro, you know what? It made me think about that time. So remember that like the other day, and I was telling you about how like I'm starting to get more into shoes and clothes and stuff, and it's just like it makes sense, bro. It's just like it's crazy, like thinking back to when we were younger, and you're always the stylish one in the group before Meech came along, like, but it's just like, I didn't even know you was that stylish too, bro. Like, man, we all lit, bro. But it's like you were always the stylish person going to thrift stores, just finding just dope shit in the corners of anything. And I remember thinking to myself, I think there was at one point you were supposed to help me with like looking good, like increasing my wardrobe, but I needed to get money first because I wasn't really working like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like looking back, it's like I think I forgot how creative you were in that, or creative you are in that dynamic, because I've gotten used to like, oh, I'm always got, you know, we're all working, and we don't see each other as often as we did as kids and stuff, or as teens or young adults or whatever. And it's just like, I definitely forgot about that. But it was something about just going to the Nike store to buy some just basic shoes, looking at an app. It was like, yo, here, check out, get this app to make it easier. And I'm going through stuff and I'm like, yo, these are so, they look so good. And then just being perceptive about all kinds of styles. And I'm like, dog, you look like the way I feel about photography and shit. That's probably how it is with you, with clothes and style. Yeah. Like, you don't even try. I came downstairs. The first thing I looked at was this purple rain shirt you got on. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm telling you, not even trying, bro. Just like, damn, bro.
Workout shirt.
You see that?
Barely workout.
You see, that's how motherfuckers, you know, motherfuckers stylish. They don't even try. They just, I work out, but they just look good working out, like with the clothes on or whatever, like that. Mm. Pause. I feel like your face is your face, me.
I just looked up.
I was like, dang, how can I soften the blow? This sounds kind of sus. Oh, it's too late.
I mean, you didn't say the man looked good naked.
Right.
But yeah, man, like, dang, maybe you can help me. Maybe you can help me with my style, yo. Like, and we can vlog about it.
Beast.
What?
We can try.
But you just gotta find your own style for real.
True.
Like, I mean, when it comes to style, it's more so like you said, you just find what you like and just go with it, cause it don't really matter. At the end
right.
Of the day.
As long as you make it look good, that's your style.
That's
or
true.
As long as you don't even gotta make it, as long as it looks good to you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, like, some people like the shit I wear, some people don't.
Oh, yeah, that shit big trash.
I do. I don't give a damn. Like, I'm gonna wear that shit.
So, how do you see Meech?
Man.
Robert had it.
Man. One thing that comes to mind is like, and it's random, it's so random, but it was a random thought I had a couple months ago. And I was thinking about how senior year basketball trials. And I remember you was playing, you was balling hard, like you was hooping. Damn. I was like, yo, y'all should have seen that shit. Like, it was just one of those things where it's like if you just had to be at the gym. If you're not at the gym, it's not. You can only talk about that shit to like other people that was in the gym. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they just won't understand that, bro. Meech was hooping, dog. That shit was crazy. I was so sure he was gonna make the team. And so
damn,
like,
he just fucked up the dream.
No bullshit
though.
I
bird
league.
That's why
it was crazy.
I had like so much animosity and shit towards Coach Green.
Yeah.
And because I I really.
You was out there.
Literally, nobody understood. Like, people came to me, like, people came to me the next day and was like, hey, what the fuck happened?
Why you not on it?
Exactly. I was just like, crazy. I don't fucking know.
That's crazy, bro.
Like, and you hyped them up just to be like, hey.
No, but it's still a hype, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo, this nigga was so, dog, he was killing. Like, he was fucking hitting all these, like, these layups and shit, like, hitting jump shots. Like, that shit was, like, mind you, we going up to 7. This right. nigga had, like, 5. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? How the fuck did he, how is this possible? I'm like, this nigga probably got favorites. Had to. That shit.
Of course.
Fuck, dog. So it's just like, that's just one thing that come to mind specifically. Like, yo, talented. And I think, like, over time, right, like, I also think back to, like, little conversations. Like, you just insightful, dog. That's what it is. You just be peeping a lot of shit. You peep shit. Like, and it's like, I don't have to have a lot of conversations with you to notice that. Like, it's just, I remember when I was talking to you about, like, when I was dating the girl last year. It was like, yo, and I was like, yeah, man, you know, I was talking to so-and-so and so-and-so. And you're like, I don't know why you listen to them. But, like, dog.
They sound like them, too.
It was a mixture of you and said, but the way you said it was like, and then you was just saying some real shit. Like, dog, they don't have all the answers, bro. And now, in that moment.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Go ahead. In that moment, that was when things started to shift. And then when I was talking to Cedric one night about it, that's when things, it just like cemented. But it was when you told me that, it was like, dang, why do I listen to these niggas? And it's like, then it just like, what it was, it shifted to, I wasn't just, before you said that, I was hanging on to every word. Like, dang.
Oh, they just, we know.
Like, yo, they must, dang, they sound like they just know, they just truth holders.
Truth holders.
Yeah. Then you said that, and then it's like, now moving forward, it was like, all right, I'll take what you said with a grain of salt. There are some things, you saying some real shit here and there, but this is how I'm going to move.
Yeah.
And that was like, from that mindset, growing it, that changed everything. Now it's like, oh, I think that was so pivotal because it's like now I have the confidence to think for myself and just move how I move. Like, oh, nah, like if a girl is like giving me some bullshit or whatever, like I'm not just about to just accept it. No, that's not cool. And just having the confidence to just trust how I feel and expressing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just also understanding that not everybody got all the answers. They might,
you ain't got the answer.
But no, hey, look, so my thing is,
I just want to say this, like the biggest thing is like, even though people will come across like they do, they be like, oh yeah, like they make it sound like they just know life. But the minute you respond back with the energy of like, yeah, I'm just gonna do this, that's when that confidence from them just goes away. Now it's like, like, oh, dang, well, dang, I guess. Well, let me know how it goes. And it's just like, damn, what happened to the energy of all knowing? So you just fronting like you know everything so I can look up to you or whatever like that. But it's really, nah, like, it's just like, yo, I'm going to move how I move. And now it's like, damn, like, all right, shit.
He got some pain in his eyes.
You can see.
But nah, like, nah, we'll go like ahead. I said, I go out on my sword 100% of the time, like, because I can't be mad at myself if I make the decision. But if I listen to somebody else and then it doesn't go the way that I want it to, like, I'm even more pissed. Like, motherfucker, you were supposed to be, man. You were supposed to be helping me. But if I just, like I said, if I follow my own mind and shit don't go the way that it was supposed to go, I'll be like, all right, at least I did it my way.
Right. Mm. Like, you took that risk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took the risk.
Yeah.
Like, if you tell me, hey, man, I'm trying to tell you, go put $500 on this, and I'm doing that shit.
What kind of risk is that?
A $500 risk. The funny time.
Trying to hit them parlays.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, it's just, man, it's just like, I think with you, bro, like, you have, like, it's a lot of layers. You got a lot of layers to you, like a lot of depth. Cause, and it'd it be like, I think it's like, I think what you like, ever since we had that conversation about the video games and the Dreamcast and buying the games and shit, it made me think about like, dang, I feel like if we hung out more, had more conversations, I'd realize like, dang, we think about a lot of the same childhood shit. But like, oh, like this nostalgic shit. Like, yo, remember this thing or remember this? Like, oh, I feel like if we like got high together or something, or just drunk.
Damn, why you always trying to get high?
No, because
druggy.
No, I druggies with hoes. I say that because like every time there are times like when I'm like when I get high by myself and I'll listen to like certain music or shows, I think about the thoughts that I had around the time period when I had that, and what experiences, what was I doing in 10th grade around the time when I'd had that. And so I think about like, dang, I wonder if I smoked with somebody that was in the same grade, class, time period around that, would we share the same thoughts? Like, oh, remember that commercial? Remember this? Remember that when, you know, we went to the mall and that girl, like, you know, did that thing at the table or whatever.
Damn.
But no, like, you know, just the
we was at a run of meals.
I wish I could see something.
We was at a run of meals, right? And it was me, Chris, Will.
That sound like.
And then you'd be like, yeah, it I was. Had walked. They, but then mentioning, like, how
oh,
you
this
walked
was real.
Past.
Oh, shit. I was like, this is going somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, just little stuff, little details. Like, if you telling the story to somebody, be like, yeah, I had walked past this store, like up against the wall. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people don't know about up against the wall now, but only y'all know. So so then you'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Well,
remember that joint?
Oversized, overpriced kid robot shirts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So just having those type of like trash. Those memories, those specific joints, like like only locals know about these shows or these stores or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I be thinking about stuff like that. But and so bringing it back, like I feel like you'd be one of those people where it's like, dang, man. Oh, you played that video game that nobody really liked, but you know, like you like to. Oh, you watched that cartoon? Oh yeah. So yeah, so I feel like that's that. In addition to like you do so much stuff, like it's kind of cool thinking about it because you cook, you stylish, you're into video games, you're into cars.
Sound like he tried to date you.
This is just stuff I picked up. So it's just like I think you know. I know I'm dominating the mic. Pause. But like. I was telling my friend earlier today that I realized like the older I get, like everybody we're all like icebergs. We are all icebergs because people only see what we want them to see, or you know, just based off of, you know, our life up until this point. Like, oh yeah, you know, everybody knows I'm tall. Everybody knows, like, you know, everybody knows what we want them to see. Mm-hmm. Like, however,
just I don't
like,
want people to see that I'm short.
Like even now, Gail, like earlier, right? It's like everybody, like I see you as like this super stylish person that is now like this thoughtful ass guy, but below the surface. It's just this huge world, like this, all of this to you that nobody sees except maybe select people, maybe like Cedric or Kayla or like your brothers or like, you know, or me, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, damn, like what the fuck? And that's just how it is to everybody. And I kind of got a piece of, I saw a snippet of that when Cedric was talking about producing. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh shit. I didn't know this. This is this shit run deep. Like, oh yeah, everybody like that. So everybody are icebergs, and people only see what they're capable of. The more and more they're willing to have the courage to believe in themselves and explore those thoughts for themselves. But if you don't, you're just always going to see yourself as this little ass rock, you know, or this, you know, regular size rock above the surface. So yeah, man, like, yeah, we all icebergs out here, dog. It's tight. So that's why, you know, that's why, like, in the group chat, y'all probably forgot, but when I was like, yeah, man, it's we should just give each other roses, our roses as friends.
Was that the one where you, like, it was five paragraphs?
Oh, yeah, I was like, going in.
He was, I was like, yo, how's he writing this that fast? No, like, you don't understand. I was the joints was like this long for each person. I'm like, yo, did he, like, pre-write this?
That nigga typed dumb joints. He was on the computer. He thought he was slick.
Yeah, Kanye rap mode. But so, yeah.
Home, back to what were you trying to go with this, though?
Because, you know, we've basically talked about everybody in the group, but we've never really went in depth when it comes to you, because you always try to deflect.
You do.
Right. So, go ahead. Let's get into it then. Fuck it.
Go ahead. We'll bounce off you. Like, we'll bounce questions off you, because that was my idea. Just, man, I know I was going to ambush him regardless. Like, he wasn't ready for this.
I knew I should have asked you what you meant by that. I was like, yeah, my idea. Like, all right, whatever. You just going to run with it. Nah, man. I want to prepare for this shit.
Wow.
Damn, man. You know,
nigga, just go with it. I freestyled every question I asked both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but you are the creative genius.
Says who?
He just fucking said it.
I feel like, yeah.
All right, so what? This might be like a hinge question. Like, what makes you tick? Like what gets under your skin? Since you're like so calm, cool, collected all the time.
Never
nigga
calm.
Is definitely not calm.
Never calm.
Cool or collected.
So what do you mean, like, what irritates me?
Yeah, because
people not being genuine.
Everything.
Or what are some things, rather?
Like, people, like, that's number one.
Annoying.
That's like, number one. I mean, not being true to who you are, like, pretending. I don't like pretending. Mm-hmm. I am who I am. I am what I am. And I don't like to give a false pretense of the type of person I am, the type of things I'm into. So if I'm into this, I'm into this. If I'm not into it, you're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the room with me and we're doing something, I don't want to do it. Like, we went airsofting. I hated that shit.
Were you there? Like that shit, you weren't there, right?
I was there.
Oh, you were? Yeah.
That shit was not fun, like, at all.
Hurt, no.
Yeah.
I didn't really like go-karting. Yeah, it was like cool, but it wasn't something it's my boy, so I did it for him. But mm-hmm. I'm not ever going. I have not been to a go-kart track since Delaware.
It's not like you go out your way to go out there.
I'm,
you
know, fairly simple.
Side note, I don't like go-karting because it's not like Mario Kart where it's like first, second, third, last. You know, you win according to times. So you can start dead last, but you can be first and shit. I don't like that. I
mean, plus, it fucked my J's up.
Yeah.
Yeah? Dang.
But, yeah, stuff like, I mean, just that and, like, you know, people that treat people bad. Like, I feel like people are unnecessarily mean to people. For no reason. Like, for example, I was at work and coworker was talking about a situation where somebody said something she didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, her response was like, well, that's why you need to worry about you sleeping on your mom's house on the floor. I was like, damn, did you really need to say all that? Like,
damn.
That shit seems so unnecessary or whatever. Like, you're like, what, like, why did you need to do, why did you think that was okay? It's like somebody threw a stone and shot back with a machine gun. Like, so unnecessary. Like, I don't like that kind of stuff. I'm a compassionate person, I would feel.
Yeah, I think so. Because it's true. Like, when I was talking to you about my shit from before, I'm like, okay, you was telling me, like, you can do this way better. You know, just giving me more advice, but you should have, like, been harder on me. For real.
Yeah, you're probably the only person I'm not hard on.
Yeah.
Hard on everybody else, but you my man. I've known you the longest.
He racist. I can't talk to him like I talk to these thick skinned coons over here. I can yell at them.
It ain't even that. It's just Gail been there for a lot.
Oh,
and
shit.
Like, you know, he's not that, like, he doesn't make those kinds of, it's like levels to mistakes.
Yeah. But yeah,
he's never really been on the, yo, what the fuck are you doing type of shit. Even yeah. though, even
KYP, you know,
it was getting there.
Yeah,
know your personnel.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's like coaching. I might could yell at Meech, but I can't yell at Gail because Gail gonna shut down. Mm. And I might have to yell at Beast sometimes, but then sometimes I gotta be nice to Beast. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's just how I look at it. I try to adjust to who I'm talking to. Mm.
That's why you a coach now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's stuff I learned from coaching.
Mm. Do you feel like security has also like enhanced like your coaching or
no?
Like,
fuck just, no.
Nah.
Security makes me more patient. I have to be patient.
Oh, okay.
Because I work with a bunch of impatient people. Mm. So I have to be more patient than them. Dang. So like when somebody goes crazy, I'm the one talking while the other guy's swinging.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't always work out, but you know, you try your best to save as many people as you can.
Was it intimidating at first doing security?
Paranoid.
Like,
because I didn't want to look soft.
Okay.
Because they look like they test you. Like, I remember, it was a guy that coincidentally I had to remember later on that I played against the guy in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he tried to come in with weed, and they all moved out the way and tried to see what I was made of. So I made him throw his weed out. He threw his weed out, took his lighter.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back up, this is when they noticed I was patient. I was real calm. Mm-hmm. So he tried to hit me with go get my lighter. I said, nah, go get your own fucking lighter. Like, the fuck, go get it. So he got his head. Oh, look,
he said go get it like that.
Yeah, like he was a big dog because he tried to flex in front of his girl.
Mm.
So he talking this crazy
to me.
This
nigga here. I'm sorry.
But that's what niggas do. So he's like, hey, look at me. I look right at him. I was like, what's up? Like, I'm not the type to swing on people first. Mm-hmm. I'm going to defend myself, but I'm not going to instigate it. So he's like, next time I see him, I'll crush you. So, okay. I'm all over. Whatever. So, like, he left. I saw him again, and he dapped me up.
Mm. Was he by himself?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. It's always like that.
That's that Young Jeezy shit.
Yeah. So shit was just wild. I was like, okay, whatever. But they, like, that was them testing me. Like, they make fun of me. They're like, oh, nigga, you ain't fighting. I'm like, fuck yeah, I got a job of benefits. Yeah. Fuck, I look like going to work with a black eye. Mm. But that's just because I think logically. I try not to think with my emotions.
Mm.
See? Okay. I tried to learn that. Mm-hmm. It took me a shift. You know?
Yeah, you did work there.
Yeah. A little bit. Dude was like, man, stop touching me. I said, I ain't touch you yet. Like, oh shit. And I was like, oh shit. I gotta go to my alpha job tomorrow.
That's always in the back of my mind because I, at the end of the day, when I do other jobs, I always think back as like, what do I look like going to football practice with a black eye?
Because
I'm trying to teach them right.
Right.
First of all, ain't gonna be no black eyes.
You never know.
Bobbing and weaving.
Mm-hmm. You never know, because it could be me fighting three people.
That's true.
That's always the case in that setting.
Yeah, you never know what goes on. So it's almost like a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Man.
So,
I think it's kind of cool. When we were on the dating joint, the streaming joint, and you was talking about how you're into musicals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was tight. Or do you have like a favorite?
I don't. I mean, I just like them in general, the idea of them.
Mm.
Because, so, it's like you're telling a story, but music can tell how you're feeling at that point. So if I'm sad, I might play a sad song to convey my feelings. Because the way I am in life, people don't peep it. My mood is based on what song, like when I do a story and I put a song, song is how I feel.
Mm.
Not the picture. Picture's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever I post. The song is really my mood.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, if I play a Kid Cudi song where I feel immortal, that's how I feel right there.
Yeah.
Or if I feel proud, like, I'll play I'm Dope. And I'll play that one specific part. That part that I, like, I when I do a story on IG or Facebook or whatever,
I
like literally take longer to pick the part of the song that I want to play than I actually do taking the picture and putting the post up.
Mm.
Like, I want this specific lyric. I want you to feel this. This is the feeling that I'm feeling right now. I want you to feel that. Mm. It's always deliberate. That's why I don't post that much. So if I feel bad and I feel like I feel lovey-dovey, I play a part of a song and it'd be like, you know, saying whatever. Like, if I play Beauty, walks by me every day, that might be how I feel about that person. Yeah. And it might be specific to that person, so you might not get it, but that person that I'm sending it to, hopefully she gets it.
Oh, which one?
I mean, catch him lacking. ain't no lacking. Just that's how I feel. Oh, okay. But so like when I do musicals, when I say musicals, it's gonna be moments in time where like I'm happy because I accomplished this, but there's gonna be parts where I'm not as happy, or I feel down on myself. Mm-hmm. So like that's why I like certain artists, like one of my favorite artists is Kid Cudi. Because he can convey both sides really well and really make you feel how he feels at the time. Mm-hmm. So you'll hear like Solo Dolo. Love that song. I love more so the original version because it's slow, it's desolate. And, you know, you can really feel that loneliness he feels, even though he might be in a room full of people. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I felt it. I felt it around y'all. I felt it while I'm at work. You know, I can be a very moody person. Mm. Where I can go up and down with my mood. So might be laughing and joking 1 minute, and then I might get a text or something and it really affects me, and now I shut down while everybody else is still happy. Mm. So I don't always know how I'm gonna feel, and I try to control it. Mm. But like the feeling of loneliness is something I felt for a long time. I always feel it. Mm. But I embrace it. Also, I loathe it at the same time, because you should never want to be alone.
Are you lonely?
Yeah.
No. I mean, not just him, but in general, like everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel it as much as I did in the past, because I'm consumed with work, and I enjoy work, and I just happen to be around people. Mm. But it's like different kinds of loneliness. It's like, fuck, man. Like, it's, you can be connected with a lot of people and there are layers, but you still feel like that core sense of like, fuck, I don't know who to talk to about this specific thing or express these certain emotions. Mm-hmm. That's
or you're afraid to express it. You're afraid to express it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, and which is why I use my IG stories a lot to test, push like my own limits. Like even today, this morning, I was talking about feminine energy, and in my stories, there was this woman, her name is April Mason, and she's on this podcast, and she hangs around with like some people I know, and it was a first, like my sisters would always talk about like from time to time, oh, I want to meet a guy who will allow me to rest in my feminine energy, and I'm like, I'm hearing you, but I don't really know what that means, and so I just started to look up what that is. And in conjunction with her, like, talking about that, and I was like, man, like, this, it was just interesting. Like, she painted this picture of how, like, you know, like, towards the end of the video, like, how she sees herself not just as a helper, but an amplifier. Like, yeah, like, she done, like, she not tripping if a guy makes 500K a year, because what she's going to do is amplify that man. Okay, how are we going to flip this? How are we going to build this? How are we going to build our dynasty? How can I help you to, like, you know, amplify this shit? And that resonated. I'm like, oh, damn. And so I started also looking up, like, what does it mean to be masculine? Like, not just this assumption of, oh, you know, you're big and strong or whatever like that, so you're just a masculine person. What are the other traits and stuff? And I was talking about that. Mm-hmm. That's something I never talk about. That's something I never talked about, like, ever. And so it felt a little weird. Whenever I start pushing the boundaries and just introducing new topics or deeper topics, I
it's you open like yourself up more.
Huh?
Feel like you're opening yourself up more.
That, I feel more vulnerable, and it's a challenge. It's a challenge, like a fight against myself to leave it up for 24 hours. Like, okay. Yet I have to fight through the insecure thoughts that, oh, what if people are thinking this and that, and just fight through it. So, and then on the other side of that, I like it because, after the 24 hours, it's kind of like this shot of growth. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like I got confidence as a result. Like, oh, okay, nobody, it's all in my head. So,
What about you, Mitch? In general,
what,
you lonely?
No.
You got 25 hoes.
Nah, I don't. But I mean, like, I really feel like I have emotional support animals.
Okay. Facts. Yeah, that's true.
What is that?
It's dogs.
It's dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, especially but it's both of them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, no matter what type of day you had, I don't think that like a dog doesn't have a bad day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, no matter what you go through, when you get home or you get to like your dog, mm-hmm. they're always happy up to see you. Like, yeah, no matter what.
Mm. Damn.
Mm. That's nice.
That's real.
No, it's like,
you have to be a dog person, but everybody has like their animal of choice. Some people like cats.
Right.
Some people have like fish. Some people have
you can't hug your fish.
But it's like
the serenity. You can, but you just better put his ass back.
No, it's like, so when I have fish, it was like a serenity to it.
Mm.
You come home, the water sounds, you know, you hear the water, and then they're just going. So it feels like it's life, because, like, though I do have a roommate, I don't talk to my roommate every day. I can go a week without talking to my roommate.
Damn.
So I come in my house, it's quiet. There's a reason why, like, that's part of the reason why I don't like to cut the lights off in the house. I always want to keep lights on, because I grew up with somebody always at home.
Right.
So I would go home, and there's always a voice. I hear my mom, my brothers, my sister, whatever. So now it was like, I had to adjust. That first year of me moving out was weird because it was always quiet.
Right.
So I had to adjust to that. Like, I used to sit in the living room on purpose when I first moved in there. I never put a TV in my room because I wanted to feel like I was doing something in my home. Uh-huh. And then eventually, of course, I decided to move everything back to my room or whatever. But it was like, I had to kind of figure out, okay, it's okay to be this quiet because I wasn't used to it. But now it's like, it's grown to a point where I just come home. Nobody really comes to my house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I invite people over, because I'm never really home. But when I am home, it's like, you can feel it. Like, damn, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess I watch this show. Then I watch this next show. Like, I've watched Game of Thrones. In the last 2 years, I've watched Game of Thrones 3 times. From beginning to the end.
Damn.
I watched Family Matters. This is the 3rd time I'm rewatching it. Fresh Prince, the 2nd time I'm rewatching it. Right now I'm currently playing the Flintstones. That shit's been on for the last 3 days. And it's just, that's occupying my mind. And then I can't get work done at home because it's too quiet.
You need that background noise.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how.
So that's where the loneliness comes from. And I don't play music in my house unless I'm cleaning. So it's not like I can play music.
Why not?
It just doesn't feel right. I'll play a podcast. Or I play a YouTube video, but I don't play music. Never have, really.
Other than just cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's how I do it whenever I clean.
Yeah, music is for, like, work.
Yeah.
That's how I can consume it. I can't consume it at home.
What about the gym?
I listen to R&B.
Yeah.
You know, I find myself a lot of, like, sometimes... not listening to music at the gym.
You just got headphones in?
I don't even have headphones in.
Oh.
I might play podcasts.
But it's podcasts more so for like to make myself like I give myself also mental strength when I don't have headphones on. Cause like, you know, like if you're running on a treadmill and you're listening to music, it makes it easier because you can kind of like zone out. But I want to have to force myself, you know, to keep like be able to like motivate myself and push myself to keep going without having like the music just kind of take me away and drift.
Right. That is kind of like a mental focus type of thing.
I like to pick, I pick music to calm me down when I'm in the gym. Because when you get amped up, when you listen to that fast paced stuff, that's when you get lost. But when you listen to something that's going to be chill, that's why I make playlists specifically for stuff like that. So I know I'm listening to this kind of vibe and this is the vibe that I want to have.
And I need to hear myself.
With what?
Farting?
Right. Yeah, all that. Fucking wheezing. One time, fucking nose whistling. I'm on the treadmill and didn't know it. I'm like, what the fuck everybody listening? Looking at me. I take the fucking headphone off. I nose whistling like shit. Fuck y'all, I'm tired. That's a booger in there.
Sometimes I like to listen to, I listen to all kinds of things in the gym. If I'm on a Stairmaster, I definitely listen to like some upbeat, or like I listen to some go-go, like CCB. Like it just gets me through. But then there are times, sometimes if I if a new album comes out, I'll go to the gym and listen to it, because that mind-body connection, it's like I'm focused on lifting, but I can focus on the music also, especially the songs that I'd be skipping. Like I used to skip Love Yours, I think, on J. Cole's joint for the longest. Then I listened to that shit and I was like, damn, this is a real ass song.
I think that's what
nah, I'm joking.
But I do that with like driving and road trips.
Yeah. I will say me and Rob went to New York one year and I was driving and we listened to the whole Tyler the Creator album. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Is recent?
No. That I listened to at work. Give me 1 second so I can figure it out. But it was like when I really realized that old Tyler was gone and he was really, 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 really balling. Mm-hmm. Like when it came to other joints. It was Wolf. 2013. It was a really good album. And that's, and you know, it was fun.
Damn.
What else y'all got, man?
Also, like, I do like once in a while, I do like listening to movie scores. And like, if it's an empty, it gotta be a specific day, like a Sunday when it's just the gym is empty. Like I was listening to the Interstellar soundtrack one day. That shit.
I never even saw Interstellar.
You said what?
I never even saw Interstellar.
Yo, that movie will make you feel real small. You're like, damn, we ain't shit in this compared to the universe.
Because we're not.
Yeah, I know. Like, we really out here like, oh, yeah, we're the greatest thing, you know.
On this planet.
Yeah, it's like, nigga, you like, we're, like, that's, I also don't understand life, too. It's just like, I know I'm kind of switching gears, but it's just like, when you watch Interstellar and you realize there's so much more to life than Earth.
Bro, you're like a space cadet.
Yeah. I'm like, he keeps saying, I keep hearing, like, he kept saying, like, I wish I was high. I wish I was high. If I was high, I'm like, motherfucker, are you not? But my question is, I will ask you, so do you think that you battle with having to, like, speak your emotions instead of like using music to portray it? Because a lot of people, you know, they're not gonna, like, if you don't tell them, they wouldn't know about what you're doing. So like, what makes you, like, what I guess it would be considered like trauma, I guess, like what trauma has stopped you from being able to just express your emotions, like
being
verbally
African. We're not allowed. I've never heard my father didn't start speaking about how he feels until I moved. I was 28 years old. Okay. We weren't allowed to, like, I remember one time me and my brother, my parents was talking to us.
Which
and
one?
Jacques. Oh, okay. And we broke down, like, we were in tears talking about like why they never supported us when we wanted to do stuff and stuff like that. And they like literally laughed at us. Not to vilify my parents, but they don't understand that. emotion is not what something that they know. So like, I always felt bad about telling people how I feel, because I can never do it. Mm-hmm. So it was always like,
so instead,
keep it to myself. Yeah,
keep it to yourself. So, but express it another way.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I always do it in song, because then I can relay my feelings. Like if I used to, like, I remember I used to like this girl at Lamont, and I'd go home and listen to Drew Hill. I Love You by Drew Hill. I don't remember what year it was, but it was a girl I liked, and I would listen to it, and she would always pop up in my mind. And then I didn't love the girl, I just liked her, but it was like that emotion that I felt. Even though the song was a breakup song, it still was like, I don't understand that at the time.
Right.
So I'm in the joint like, I want to feel like that. And I never could feel like that. Even like, dating was always awkward for me. Still is.
Yeah.
So it was like, I don't know how to express myself. I just try. I just do good things for people. But it's not me expressing myself. This is because I like doing good things for people.
That's acts of service.
Yeah, it is. It's one of my love languages. Yeah. But like, but it's like I never felt. I still don't feel comfortable telling people how I feel. Mm-hmm. So, except for anger.
Yeah.
Piss me off.
But that's why so many people will mislabel you as being mean, because you only express your anger.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, are you taking any steps to, like, open up to be able to, like...
I would say in 2019, I was terrible at expressing myself. I would say in 2022, I've gotten better at it, just because I've actually talked about it. Because, I mean, the only person that really knew how I was Rosalind. Mm-hmm. I could talk to Rosalind about anything. I always felt comfortable talking to Rosalind. And I feel a little bit more comfortable talking about it. Like, even at work with my coworkers, all the older people, I would tell them how I used to, I would start telling them, like, I felt this way, I feel this way. People used to make me feel this way. I never could even do that, because it just never felt right. I mean, it's the journey that I've been on. 2020 was, like, great for me mentally. It was bad on every other accord, but mentally I really got to sit down with myself and give myself pointers, talk to myself, get to really know myself, get to really understand myself.
Yeah. So, well, my thing is, I've always expressed myself because even though everybody thinks that I'm very spontaneous and stuff like that, I plan a whole lot of shit. Mm-hmm. So I express myself so I can plan accordingly to how I'll deal with you in the future.
Exactly.
So that's why I feel like I've always been so open, because your reaction to how I open up to you will let me be like, hey, it is what it is. Like, mm-hmm. I have a understanding that people are temporary, and so.
Well, bitch, you ain't getting rid of us.
Right.
I mean, I didn't say that.
I'm just joking.
But I mean, a lot of people can't deal with that.
That's real. That's real. I mean, I think I give people more of a fair shot than I probably should. Tolerate people a lot more than I should. And like, you know.
Yeah.
But I see that's just stuff I learned from my parents. Like, you know, your parents are the best teachers. It could be the worst teachers too, but like my parents, they've done so much for people. They've done more than they needed to. And it's like, I feel a way if I don't match that energy.
I mean, I don't know. My thing is, I'm bigger on like learning from my own mistakes and others' mistakes. So it's certain stuff that I just be like, yeah, I don't want to go through that. I see how that's affecting that person. Mm-hmm. And I know that for me, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
But I feel like you need to be a little more selfish about yourself, if that makes sense.
What do you mean?
All right, so like you can still be nice and do courteous things for others, but you have to still put yourself first. Like you can't give everything away. You have to keep some for yourself. Like a lot of people who end up, you know, always trying to make people, like everyone else, happy or take care of everyone else, they tend to be the ones who like pass away from stress or right. you know, heart issues and things like that, because they're giving so much of themselves away that like to have to tell somebody no hurts them.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell a motherfucker no quick as fuck. But I mean, no, cause but like I said, it's things that's just learned behavior.
Yeah.
Because I used to try to make other people happy all the time, but then I just started being like, man, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
And then people started being like, oh, you know, you're mean. And I'm like, I'm not, but, you know, fuck off.
Yeah, some people always perceive, like, people being mean just because they don't get their way. Like, no.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Like, you tried to manipulate me. It mm-hmm. didn't work. And now you trying to, like, you're still trying by trying to, like, throw, you know, negative connotations on me. And I'm like, it's still not going to work.
Not going to work,
bitch. Get the fuck on.
Keep it moving, bitch.
Nah, that's real. Well, I will say I want to try to be like that. I think I've taken some steps where, you know, actually, I'm going to be honest with you. Sunday was a revelation. Not this Sunday. Sunday I went to Pittsburgh. When being nice can backfire,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to. Really, yeah, I don't really want to get into it. It's super personal, mm-hmm. but like
we'll get into it off air.
Yeah,
yeah.
It can go bad, and even if you have the best intentions and you do everything right, it can still go bad. Mm. And it really proved to me that sometimes you gotta just say, you know what, I'm good on this. So you're right.
So, like, outside of doing for others, what are some things that you actually enjoy?
I love going to the movies.
Okay.
I really love going to the movies. I went last night.
By yourself, right?
Yes.
That's it the just, move.
That just that hit different way by yourself. No. I like that shit. It just hit different.
I went downtown. I went to the movies. And I bribed a dude. He gave him $10 to give me the large drink and the nachos for like super cheap. Mm-hmm. I had some cash on me. I was like, man, hook me up. Gave him the money, but keep the change that I did all that. But like, I like going to the movies. I just like to chill. I love, you know, I'm gonna go to a football game. I enjoy it more now than I used to. Yeah. Cause I don't take the games I don't coach as serious as I used to.
Just like watching the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't know what else I like. I don't know if I like to travel. Probably don't.
I mean, you gotta like. Have so you traveled? Even though like Beast hit on this, dealing with me, like you just gotta try shit.
Yeah. No, like, I mean,
I've gone.
Figure. Yeah, I don't even know. I've gone to New York probably 3 or 4 times by myself. Mm. Stayed at a hotel, wandered around. That was fun.
Yeah. So I mean.
But New York is a city that grew on me. I didn't like it the first time I went. That's because we went to walk through Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, the person that I went to New York with kind of spoiled it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to get back, like you said, just by myself, because I know a lot of people in New York that I don't need to, like, go with anybody. I could just meet them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I didn't really necessarily like it because I'm like, damn, yo, like you just gonna just keep complaining about everything, like, motherfucker, you just bought a hot dog on the fucking corner and you talk about ew, I don't like it, motherfucker, it's been sitting in that damn cart for probably 3 days. Of course you didn't like it.
Jesus. But yeah, like, I like clothes. You know, I like looking. I'd sit online and look at shit.
I was about to debate say, yeah, on, I shop all the time.
Yeah, debate on if I'm going to buy it or not. Like, you know what? I'll have to pay it. That's how I justify buying shit.
I don't. I just put shit together and then don't never buy it. I got fucking.
I've done that too.
Carts and carts and carts all across the internet. Mm-hmm.
And just don't ever check out.
Nope. I get emails all the time. We're still holding this in your cart. Sell it. Because I ain't buying, motherfucker.
But yeah, like, I'm fairly simple. I just like to do chill shit. I like to hang out with my boys. Like I play Madden here and there.
Dang, you used to play that shit all the time.
Actually, playing is a very, very strong term because I would put the team together and let the judge.
He don't play at all.
He don't play the game at all.
I play now. Like, I played like three seasons of.
He's the football guy and he stinks.
Facts. I like building, but yeah. I mean, like, you know.
I just really like.
I like art.
I need, like, art? I'm just kind of challenging all you guys to, like, you know, just do different stuff and actually, you know, try it out and see. Mm-hmm. If yeah. you like it, because like having like I said, learning yourself and knowing about yourself is another way to like battle loneliness. Because when you know what to do for yourself, you could just like those could be like things that you fall back on. So you don't end up just sitting there being bored like, oh man, what do I want to do? What do
I don't I think do? I'm ever bored though.
I mean, well, bored or lonely, you know, like. I talk to myself like a motherfucker. Sometimes I tell myself to shut up. I'm like, man, fuck you. Like, I mean, but it's just, I don't think that I don't know how I got to this point, but I think it was just from just trying different stuff. A lot of stuff. Then, you know, I do a lot of research on various things.
I read a lot.
Yeah.
I read shit even if it's irrelevant to anything I got going on.
Yeah, I do that too.
And I like, so I do, so when I watch stuff, if I'm really in, like, into something, I will go on a tangent and watch, like, documentaries because I want to learn about shit. Mm. Or, like, on YouTube, my favorite thing to do is do, like, there's a page, I forget the name of the page, but they do, like, discography deep dives on artists. Mm-hmm. That's how I really got into listening to The Weeknd. Because, so I was, you know, he was always around. From my relationship in college to now, but I never listened to him. Mm-hmm. But I watched the video and he broke down the mixtapes, the albums, and where he was going. And I went back and listened to it. I was like, I feel like this, except for the drugs, cause just not doing drugs. But like, I feel this, and like, it makes me appreciate like music more because music is integral to everybody's life,
yeah,
one way or another. So it just opened my eyes back up to listen to newer artists or given artists that have come and gone that I never listened to anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like giving them space in my ear so I can really feel what they got going on. Mm. Like, do you know Lana Del Rey is fucking fantastic?
I ain't even never heard of this individual.
Shit is fire.
I have to give it a try.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So another thing that, I mean, I know we're supposed to be drilling Cedric, but
pause.
No pause. We're gonna get into you. But no, another thing that like it may be difficult, but what we kinda have to do is I'm challenging you guys to kinda like a lot of your issues, the source for a lot of our issues could be our parents and our family. Mm-hmm. So it's like a lot of people, they do and say a lot of things, or they allow a lot of things because they like, that's my family. But family doesn't always have your best interest in mind. You have to take control of your own life. And, you know, like one thing that I tell a lot of people is that like everybody who's out here doing fucked up shit in the world is somebody's family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, I love my family. I do a lot with my family, but I also like have learned to separate myself from my family. So,
immediate family or like, you know,
everybody. Yes, immediate family too. Like, I deal with them in doses because, like I said, like certain things that they did or have done or the way that they are, like, they're in their ways. And, I mean, you can try to change them, but if they don't want to change, you have to make the proper change to protect yourself.
Right.
So, like, that's just, you know, my thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we was just talking about this yesterday about just my moving situation. That's, I'm kind of like in that same boat. I can't do what I want to do because my own family members.
And it's like, it's like a 50-50 situation. It's like, when do I do what's best for me and my family?
Damn, that just hit me. Like, my family. Like, I don't have that. I have my family now.
Exactly.
Wow.
That was a deep one. Pause.
Hey. No pause. I'm getting into all these guys.
Pull up a picture of you guys before the pandemic.
You said before?
Mm-hmm. Before the shutdown.
Damn, that was literally 2 years ago, bro. Don't even feel like it, though. Because that was... Damn.
The shit ran all together, right?
Yeah.
I most definitely don't have no pictures of myself before the pandemic.
Damn, I look like BTS, bro. Good. What the hell was I doing?
So you look like BTS?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... This is a picture of me, 2020, before the world shut down.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Shit's kind of crazy. Because I looked at it the other day, I was like...
Well, you think you've aged?
I could see how scared I was in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
And how close-minded I was in this picture. And I look at my pictures now and I'm like, I'm not that person anymore. I'm more open.
I don't have.
Well, here's mine.
Let me see it.
BTS.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, BTS, the Korean group. you see the hair? Nah, I mean, I that was at the time where I just got out of that situation, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing anything to, like, make myself feel.
Try to change yourself.
Yeah. Like, change how I look.
Facts.
But, I mean, got out of there. Now I'm fat and happy.
Fat and happy. 125 pounds, and I'm fat and happy. But, yeah. So, like, it's just kind of crazy. I look at my image now. I care less. But I feel full.
Mm-hmm.
Felt empty back then. I was just working, not sleeping like that. I'm just running around in circles.
I feel like that's one of the best things that happened to me. And, like, I enjoy my time, like, my free time way more. Man, I don't try to fill everything with working and making money.
Going home after work. Like, just enjoying my... I drank more during the pandemic than I've ever drunk in my whole life. But it wasn't, like, sad drinking.
Yeah.
It was, like, drink and relax. Not, like...
Oh, man. One of those sip and, like, just, you know, do what you do.
Chill. Man, I was buying the bottle. I spent $120 on liquor. And I bought tequila, vodka, gin.
Oh, God.
And I was buying wine.
Gin, hose. Goodness gracious, what are you trying to do? Strip the paint off the walls?
The gin's still in my house, though.
I bet.
You know the bottle.
Yeah.
Single gin. I don't drink enough to know.
Gin is
like a grown man drink.
Like, it's garbage.
It's
rough.
It's not garbage. It's all right.
You gotta. It's got like, Tanqueray. You gotta. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to. Oh, golly. It's kind of like, you know how with other drinks, though, you could kind of like mix it and.
Gin is not a mixed drink.
Yeah, like you can't, like, shots. You'll like, never, you'll never, like, not taste gin. Yeah. If gin is in it, you gonna know.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I've never had, I don't think I've had gin before then.
Don't.
I'm
not gonna say that, but I've had very bad experiences with gin.
He's the alcoholic of the group.
I think it's interesting how, you know, people have, they have their reservations about certain drinks. They're like, yeah, I'm not myself when I drink tequila, versus,
That's an excuse.
I'm not myself.
Nah, that's a real thing.
And I'm like,
I mean, I get it. It does, like, can sway you certain ways, because, like, wine, most of the time, if you drink wine, you're going to be, like, more relaxed than if you drink, like, hard liquor. But, like, on average, I would say that most of the like, vodkas and things that you, like, cognacs, tequilas, they're, like, they're, like, 75, like, maybe, like 70% alcohol. They're, like, 35 proof, 40 proof, what makes them 75 to 80% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking gin is, like, not most of the time, it's, like, 93% alcohol.
Mm.
That shit hits hard.
Damn. I don't know. It's all right. I don't be tripping on
it. It's all right, but
you
I'm saying.
It's not a thing that you drink all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's and like, you got, like I said, you can't, so I'll just say you can't drink gin like you drink other shit.
Yeah. That's like, it's a slow burn.
Yeah. Mm. Like, if you think that you're going to just get some gin and just be like how people take like two shots of tequila or a shot of tequila and have a margarita, you think you're going to do some shit like that with some gin, you are going to be in a bad,
No, you're right. I agree.
It fucking gets you there.
You should never drink gin in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Or tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Tequila makes me happy.
Facts.
Man, I'm falling asleep, guys.
Okay.
Bitch, you was late.
You
would have been gone.
But I don't know. What else? Damn.
Hey, what's up with that mat, yo?
What's up?
Man.
Do some exercise.
What are we talking about here? We talking about mats or we talking about the podcast?
He's half asleep.
Half asleep ass. Come in late.
Stymie that.
Now he coming down off his high.
Mm-hmm.
But what else? Do I have another question for you guys? You know. No, I don't. Gil, do you have any questions?
I don't.
Are we wrapping this thing up?
I think we done.
Wrapping it up like
a... No, we never did an intro.
We don't need an intro, man. This is a therapy session.
I'm gonna say, he can copy and paste one from another episode.
All right.
We getting straight to it today.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Don't start off with the porno music.
All right, yeah, we'll end up with that. Yeah.
Oh.
Minority Minds is brought to you in part by First Class Auto Care.
Minority Minds Podcast.